One, two, three, four.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 486. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from The Chats from Queensland, Australia. The song is called Smoko, and it's on an EP called Get This In Ya that the band self-released back in 2017. It is the band's second EP. It is a fantastic work of art with just fantastic songs on it. It's garage, it's a little bit of post-punk, it's interesting as hell. And that song there, oh, so much fun. Smoko is slang for smoke break, and you can catch a video that explains it all by doing a little bit of Googling out there. And I don't know what the first EP is like, but I'm on the hunt for it now because that second one, oh man, I have a new favorite band. Anyway, lots of music for you this week. I'm going to start with a track here for Steven Garcia. The band is The Exploding Hearts. The song is called Boulevard Trash.
Throw it.
know who loves power pop and has two thumbs? This guy. Does that work on radio? I don't know. Anyway, that is Local Drags from Springfield, Illinois. The song is called Plot Holes, and it's on the band's album Shit's Looking Up. Came out May 31st of this year on Alive Records, with a little help from Stardom Records as well. Just as advertised there, excellent power pop. Never seen the band live, and they're, you know, local enough. In the Midwest, anything that's 7-hour drive away is local, and, well, why they haven't come to Kansas City, I don't know. Maybe, who knows? Maybe they played here last week, and I'm just not hip enough to know about it. So I'm going to have to do some research there. Before that, we played the Exploding Hearts from Portland, Oregon. The track is called Boulevard Trash, and it's on the band's one and only album, Guitar Romantic. Came out on Dirt Nap Records back in 2003. Of course, afterwards, the band got in a horrific accident, flipped a van, and most of the members were killed. So that put an end to that band, which is a shame because, man, that's a band that has spawned so many other bands. I mean, nothing new, right? But doing it all again in such a wonderful, wonderful way, showing everything that could be done in that genre and how to do it right. I play that and dedicate it to Stephen Garcia because we were having a conversation the other day, and I said a band that he's seeing out in Oakland as that Burger Fest, King Louie. And I said, Exploding Hearts. He said, huh? Who? So anyway, there you go, Stephen. That is Exploding Hearts. Anyway, more music for you. This is the Janines with the song Hits the Bone.
You say I shouldn't close my eyes. I'm
Welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 486. We just heard from Dressy Bessie from Denver, Colorado. The song is called I've Fallen in Love, and it's on the band's new album, Fast, Faster, Disaster. It just came out June 14th on Yep Rock Records. That band has been around forever, and this album shows a little bit of change. They're a little more electronic, a little more pop, but still lots of bite in that, and a very good album. Before that, we heard from the Janines with the song Hits the Bone. That's on the band's self-titled record. Also came out June 14th on Slumberland Records. Just about everything that label puts out is good news, and Janine's there from Brooklyn are definitely in that Slumberland realm. It's indie pop, it's twee, it's a little bit of shoegaze, but it's just so very good. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's slow things down for a little bit here. I got a track from the new Bill Callahan record. This one's called 747.
I woke up on a 747. Flying through some stock footage of heaven. This is the light right here before clouds, bittersweetened with suggestion. This is the light, bald and bold as baby, crawling toward adulteration. There was blood when you were born, and the blood was white from your eyes. This must be the light you saw that just left you screaming. And this must be the light you saw before our eyes could disguise true meaning. And this must be the light you saw just as you were leaving. Flies on a mule. We walked on the moon, flaws in a jewel. We are flies on a mule. And we're good at what we do. We turn darkness into morning. Turn darkness into morning.
go. I'm just traveling up the road. Maps don't do much for me, friend. I follow the weather and the wind. I'm hitchhiking all day long. Got what I can carry in my song. I'm a rolling stone just rolling on. Catch me now, 'cause tomorrow I'll be gone. Family man gives me a ride. Got his pregnant Sally at his side. Yes, indeed, sir, children are a gift. Thank you kindly for the lift. I'm hitchhiking all day long. Trucker gears his engine down. Says climb. Highway bound. Dashboard picture of a pretty girl. I'm riding high on top of the world. I'm hitchhiking all day long. Wants to show you just what this thing will do. Telephone poles and trees go whizzing by. Thank you, pal, she sure can fly. I'm hitchhiking all day long. I'm hitchhiking all day long. I'm hitchhiking all day long.
There we fade out with the boss. That is Bruce Springsteen with his new track, Hitchhiking. That is on the album Western Stars. It came out June 14th on Columbia Records. It is a good Bruce record. I think the lyrics are nice, and that track there in particular, lots of little character vignettes that I so want to hear from Bruce. Musically, you know, it doesn't have the same punch as anything from 1975, but maybe he's a different man. I don't know. I'm a little different than I was in 75 as well. Before that, we heard from Bill Callahan. The song is 747. That's on the new 2LP Shepherd in a Sheepskin Vest. Came out June 14th on Drag City Records. He, of course, based out of Austin, Texas, and will be in town here soon. I'm about out of time here. Let's go ahead and wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 46. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, there's some things coming up here that interest me. On the 3rd, we've got Radke playing at the Record Bar. That's with Deco Otto and Salty. Should be a fantastic show. On the 5th, Bill Callahan is playing a set at the Lawrence Library. I think that's a free show. If not, it can't be much. Come and enjoy an outdoor set at a library from Bill Callahan. On the 6th, Head in the Heart are playing at the Starlight, or Rat Boys are playing at Rhino. On the 9th, make a hard choice between the Priests at Record Bar and Heartbones at Riot Room. Heartbones, of course, is the project of Sabrina Ellis from A Giant Dog and Sean Tillman, a.k.a. Harmar Superstar. So how do you pick between those two shows? On the 12th, Aquabats at the Uptown. On the 14th, Beths are playing at the Record Bar. On the 17th, Snail Mail at the Granada. On the 23rd, Built a Spill at the Madrid. On the 27th, Seesaw is back in town at Minibar. On the 28th, Bad Cop at the Record Bar with some good supporting acts. I forget who that is, but that's going to be a good show. Peeking into August, Old 97's Pinback, Hank Von Hell coming back to the Riot Room, Baby Metal, Fruit Mats, Bleached Obituary, all sorts of things coming up in the future there. But we've got things to worry about here. One more track, in fact. And we're going to play one song here by the Producers. This is a band from Atlanta, Georgia, from, I don't know, maybe late 70s, very early 80s. They put out a number of records, but I was pointed to them via a friend, and I went and picked up the band's second album, which I think maybe I should have picked up the first. This one's okay. It feels a little overproduced, but it's part of that Skinny Tie CBS sort of signed everybody in that era. So the track I'm going to play is called You Make the Heat. It is the title track from the band's second album, released in 1982 on Portrait Records. So we're going to end here. A little bit of power pop, a little bit of Skinny Tie. This is the Producers. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Difficult to understand.